South, in the land of cotton and corn, deep down in the land where slavery was born, way down south, where we labored in fields all day, then fell upon our knees and began to pray. Way down south, in the little hut we lived for years, we smiled and made merry through flowing tears, that a better and brighter day will someday come our way. Way down south, the deep, deep south, the good old south, old Southland, way down south. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child, alone, ways from home.
That you're as happy as I am that this group came all the way from Duval County to do this wonderful, wonderful number for us. Let's give them another hand. All right, Mr. Chase, is Lake City ready? Miss Katie? Lake City. Is that all? Okay. Well, you saw Seminole Indians. Now you're going to see some real pale-faced Indians, the Wabayakas. Boys and girls, we love your happy spirits, and we wouldn't have it any other way. But there's just a nice little rule of courtesy that says when a group is singing or performing, you don't walk back and forth in front of the audience. So let's not do that. If you're going to walk, let's walk behind the seats. And let's everybody out here in front now sit down. One more thing, Indians, before I let you come on. We are awfully curious. We wonder how many busloads of children there are out of the county. Could we see hands out of the county? And if some of the bus drivers would tell us, we'd appreciate how many counties. Go by the ticket office there and tell us what county you're from. All right. Chief Jacobson, take over.
The first dance that the Wauwakers will do for you this morning is a dance taken from the Chippewas of Upper Wisconsin along the lake shores. It is called the Chippewa Deer Dance. It is the portrayal of three deers, two bucks fighting over a doe. You will see them fight around for several minutes. Finally, they will lock in mortal combat. One will be killed, and the other will run off with the doe. The Chippewa Deer Dance. Is another Chippewa dance of the same tribes. It is called the Chippewa Deer Hunter, oddly enough. It's very similar in name, but far from similar in action. It is the portrayal of an Indian warrior going out during the famine period to find food. He hunts for a very long time. He begins to get tired, and still there is no sign of the deer. He hunts and hunts and hunts some more. Finally, he comes to a stream. He decides he's thirsty, so he stoops down and takes a drink of water. And as he does so, he spots just at the edge of the stream the track of a deer, a fresh track. He follows it very quietly, very stealthily, checking the wind, checking the leaves and the grass to see if he is on the trail. Finally, as he enters the clearing, he sees the deer, a large buck with a large set of horns on his head, standing there, not noticing. Slowly, he draws his bow and arrow, shoots. Then, after he has found that he killed the deer, he goes into a wild dance of joy, because now he knows that there will be food for his family and moccasins for his children. The Chippewa Deer Dance.